Hi, I'm Tom and I started an agency. In the last episode we talked about agency values and this one's very different. I'm going to very quickly talk about stress as a subject. To sort of intro it, stress is it's an unavoidable and natural part of doing anything really, anything beyond the comfort zone, anything that puts you under a deadline, anything that puts you under pressure, obviously not just in work, but this podcast is about owning an agency, and owning an agency and owning a business, it is hard work. There is literally no getting around that. You might be slogging away like myself to sort of grow it. You might be overnight success, but with both of those comes stress in different forms. So I just thought it might be valuable to talk about that as a subject and maybe some of the things that I've tried to put in place to alleviate a bit of that. From a personal point of view, I do find it quite stressful. I've not been at this level of seniority for very long. My last job was head of digital, but that's a very big term for a team of one. I've had senior roles and I know how to do a lot of the stuff, but when you actually put yourself in the position of, okay, I am in charge, the buck stops with me type thing, it brings in a very different element of stress. There's no fallback, there's no one to catch you type thing. It all kind of comes on you. So yeah, I guess one of the things I've tried to do is moderate everything in moderation. Alcohol, I'm not ashamed to admit I drink too much of it, and I'm certain that people on here listening will probably be nodding their heads, if anyone's listening. Some people smoke, etc. Alcohol became my main two sort of, not stress reliever, but the thing that I look to at the end of each day to kind of like bring me down a level. Sadly, that's a self-defeating prophecy. If you do that every day, the problem is you go home and you have another one, etc. Or even if you have two and probably don't have one, you still had two pints of booze, and it is a depressant. There's no getting around that. It increases anxiety, increases all sorts of bad things. So you get a bit of temporary relief for long-term pain. So I've tried my best. Basically, the rule is essentially Sunday to Thursday, I try not to drink. I've been much better at it this year than I was last year. I've still slipped. There's still some days where I swap out a Saturday for a Wednesday. If that actually happens in my head, that's how I negotiate with myself. But again, as with the second episode about balance, it's, again, not about not beating yourself up too much if you do have an off day or do that, but just, you know, building habits is a long-term thing. So if you are trying not to drink 5 days a week and 1 week you only achieve it 3 days, you still did 3 days. And just keep doing that until, you know, you'll have the odd 5 day a week and become more common. That's one of the things. I mentioned the gym before. I'm not a massive fan of the gym, especially cardio, but it does work. Swimming became a really important thing to me. I don't do so much of it anymore, which I'm just realizing now. I don't know why. So that's been great. I've got a gym just down from my house, so it works with the commute quite well and it opens early. The other thing is quite specific. There's a supplement called Your Heights. So Your Heights is a brain care supplement. It's packed with a lot of B vitamins. So if you really want to, you could just eat a punnet of blueberries. But it's got all sorts of other stuff in it. Cod liver oil, like tons of it. It's really well researched. It's a company's great. If you go on their website, you'll get a ton of information there. They're no bullshit. They care. The product's good. I've been taking it for over a year now. And there's no, this is, I've not been paid to say this. No word of a lie. I've not really had much brain fog. My brain always feels alert way before my body gets tired from my brain, which didn't previously happen. I can't really recommend it enough. I think it's great. It's a little pricey, but it's a good product. So yeah, if you can afford it or want to trial it, it's well worth giving that a go, especially if you feel like your brain gets quite tired, which mine sort of did. And the fourth and final thing, I think, is don't feel guilty about taking time off. I think most people know this, but to constantly work is, again, like drinking alcohol, a self-defeating prophecy. You don't allow yourself any time to think or to have thoughts, basically. If you're constantly working, you're just stuck doing the same stuff. Sometimes, for the good of your business and yourself, you actually need to extricate yourself from it, because A, you'll wind down a little bit, and B, you get time to take stock of all the things that you're doing, and maybe some of them aren't quite right, or maybe some of them can be better. I took no time off last year. I probably took the odd day here and there, but really, even when I did that, and even if I did take, I think I took three or four for a trip away, but I had took my laptop and I did stuff. I've tried my best to not do that this year, especially even if you include weekends in that, to not pick up your laptop, and it's helped immeasurably. it's helped me appreciate the good things as well. That's the other thing. When you're stuck down in your business, I think you massively dwell on negatives and quickly skip past the positives. And you could even put that as a separate point, actually, to recognize the wins, because they are always fewer than the bad times. There's always more stuff that goes wrong, or not necessarily wrong, but there's always stuff to deal with. As opposed to, you know, winning a client is, you know, if you're lucky, you might do one a month, or might do two or three a month, maybe, depending on your business. But you have to allow yourself to celebrate that and take team socials and do the things that maybe cost a little bit of money, but, you know, that people want to do. I think if you do most of that stuff, sorry, I'm giving advice again. I've done that stuff and it's helped me. It doesn't mean you have to do it. But if any of that was at all helpful and it helps one person, which is the whole point of this podcast, then it's been well worth recording. That's kind of stress. And then the sixth and final episode of the fourth season is going to be a little quick one about where from here in terms of the agency.